little bit earlier, I was able to catch up with Tanasi Kokkinakis. He's had shoulder problems. He had glandular fever at the start of this year, but he's back fit and firing and ready for an assault on the international tennis calendar in 2021. I started off by asking him about this challenging period he's lived through in 2020 and how he'd explain it.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough, very rough. I mean, especially it's not how I kind of envisioned the last couple of years playing out, but you know, it's been a challenging year as well for everyone. So I get a little bit more peace in that. It started off tough. Obviously, got really sick to start the year, but onwards and upwards now, and I'm feeling pretty good.
I lived with a friend of mine who had glandular fever, so I've seen firsthand just how debilitating it can be. What was your experience with it?
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant, that's for sure. At the start, I didn't know what the issue was. I had really sore throat. I had bad tonsillitis, but I wasn't sure if it was to do with the kind of bushfires and the smoke in the air at the start of the year. So I wasn't really sure then. I noticed something wasn't right. So I got some blood tests and, they said I had glandular fever. So all my tonsils swelled up, got to a point where I stopped breathing at times when I was sleeping, which was pretty dangerous. So I had to get my tonsils removed, and it resulted in losing a bunch of weight. So, I felt even weaker than maybe someone who just had glandular.
So how much weight did you end up losing in the end?
Yeah, it ended up being sort of 13 to 14 kilos, which, didn't look great, didn't feel great. I was very lean, if you want to take a positive out of it, but not a good lean, not a good lean.
Have you been able to put the 13 to 14 kilos back on?
Yeah, definitely. And then some, probably. I had my mum's cooking to help that. When I thought I'd struggle with my appetite when sort of my tonsils and everything healed up, but nah, when I got the chance to eat some food again, I ate everything and anything I could find. So definitely put that back on. And now I'm at a healthy weight, not too pudgy, not too skinny. So I'm happy with where I'm at the moment.
I was just about to say, if you need any help, I'm pretty good at it. Mark Philippoussis has helped you out a little bit as well throughout the year as somewhat of a mentor. What's he been like?
Yeah, he's been good, not just this year, but he's helped me a little bit in the past. Through tournaments here and there. He's just been a super good guy to have around all the time. Really good, really peaceful, just very positive. And obviously he knows his stuff. So he kind of gets through on what I'm going with. He had a few injuries himself, but someone I obviously respect a great deal for what he's done on the court and just what he's like off the court as a person. So it's been good to have that connection. And he's been good to me. It's been tough because I haven't been able to have my coaches over from Adelaide pretty much all year. So when I found out he was in Melbourne and wanted to do some stuff and link up, he's been great.
What's the best piece of advice he's given you?
Oh, it's not one thing that he's given me, but he kind of just gets me thinking sort of pretty clearly and in a good way. He's like, for you, it's not about the tennis at all. That'll come. Just make sure you're fit and healthy and playing matches. Don't worry about how well you're playing or how bad you're playing at the moment. Just try and stay on the court and keep pushing and stay healthy and the rest will take care of itself.
And over glandular fever now, what's the rest of your body like? I know you've had issues with your shoulder in the past. Are you completely fit and firing?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good. I think a good test of that was the tournament I played a week ago. I played two tournaments and they scheduled them to, it was four matches in 5 days, but I ended up playing eight matches in 9 days because there was two tournaments back to back. So I haven't done that since I reckon I played a country tournament when I was about 11 or 12 years old. So that was a really good test, and to come through not dropping a set and body feeling relatively good after that. I definitely like that feeling.
Tanasi, I want to take a trip down memory lane here. At risk of story insertion and putting myself in it, I have always felt a sense of ownership over your career, or a sense of coming along for the journey, because you wouldn't know this, but your first ever game or your first ever match, you were a hitting partner at the Hopman Cup, and I was commentating the tournament and John Isner hurt his knee. And they said, look, we're going to bring in this young man who's over here at about 16 years of age, and he's going to be a replacement player for John Isner. And that was you. How do you recall that?
I do remember. I remember my agent now, who wasn't at the time, Paul Kildare, calling me up and saying, "How'd you like to be a hitting partner through this period?" And obviously, being 16, I definitely jumped at the opportunity. I didn't really think I heard that if a player went down, I'd have a chance, but I didn't really think that that would actually happen. So I was just training and hitting with the guys, and I got the call up to fill in, and I was real nervous, but I was obviously excited, and I think I actually played pretty well. I remember being really hot that day. I think I had a chance against Vidasco to win the first set. I think I was got to a tiebreaker and I was winning. So, it was just an unreal experience. It was the biggest quarter I ever played on. I think that set me up for a good summer, and it was a good sort of springboard, I guess, into my pro career.
I have a weird memory, but I remember you wearing your LA Clippers jersey, which is a shirt cross jersey. Yeah, who would that have been?
It was. You remember very well. It was Chris Paul, who's my favourite player. My agent got it for me at the time. Me and Chris Paul had the same management company. So I ended up meeting him sort of later that year, actually, which was pretty cool, and saw him train while I was playing Junior US Open in New York. So he's my favourite player. He's shifted a couple of teams since then, but I'll back him until he retires. So he's on there.
So are you on board the Phoenix Suns now?
I am. That is one of my two teams. I am on board the Phoenix Suns. I was a Houston fan when he went to Houston. But, I don't want to look like I'm jumping ship because I'm not jumping on winners. But he is definitely my favourite player. But I ended up making some good connections and good mates at Houston. So Houston definitely holds a little place. But Houston and whatever team Chris Paul's on, that's who I go for.
I'm a big Devin Booker guy, so I'll be right there with you for the Phoenix Suns. Why do you think it is? I'll ask you this. You, also Nick Kyrgios, big NBA fans, and collectively the younger generation are. Why do you think that is?
I just think, me and Nick used to play. I think we both played pretty well when we were younger, and then it got to a point where we had to choose basketball or tennis. And I think both of us, being somewhat selfish and liking to take ownership of, or having more ownership of whether we win or lose than basketball, probably made that decision. But I think it's probably a younger sort of demographic. And I think people just love the energy and intensity and the entertainment that sport brings, more so than tennis to an extent. You know, tennis is traditionally sort of a older person sport. And I think just how they market the NBA, I think it really appeals to a lot of young players.
Yeah, I think they embrace stars, don't they? Really embrace the energy and everything about that, which the young people love. I don't care about tennis. Who would win a game of one-on-one in basketball between you and Nick?
Mate, it would be tight. It would be tight. He's probably a better sort of individual player. I'd like to think I've got the edge in shooting on him. But when he plays, he doesn't have the peripherals. I'll put it that way. He definitely loves to look for his own shot. But I do back myself in the shooting department, but he's probably a little bit better dribbler.
Yeah, he's like Kobe. He's just playing ISO ball. Leave it to me. I'll get the shot.
Loves ISO ball. That's his middle name.
Just quickly before I let you go, really appreciate your time. Your goals for the upcoming year. We love it when the Australians go deep in the Australian summer. It gives us someone to cheer on. What are your goals for the upcoming 2021 year?
My goals for the upcoming year are what they have been and unsuccessfully been the last few years is just to be healthy. That's literally it. When I'm healthy, I'm happy because I'm playing matches and giving myself a chance. I'm not going to set a ranking thing on it. Obviously, I want to be back in the top 100 as soon as possible. But for me, I know if I stay healthy and play matches, that'll take care of itself. And then I'll go from there. But when I have played and been healthy, I think my results speak for themselves. So that's my only goal coming into the rest of my career, to be honest. And then I'll let that take care of it.
What have you made of the news surrounding the Australian Open with whether the players will have to go into 2 weeks of quarantine in the lead up to the tournament, potentially no lead up events? You know tennis professionals very well. How do you think they'd deal with that?
Yeah, I think if players can't have the opportunity to train in a bubble and they expect them to play a best out of five set match or tournaments, I don't think many players will sign up for that. But I think if players can do their quarantine in a bubble and be isolated and kind of have that training together, then I think it can be a good environment and players will definitely willingly do it. I think that's what it comes down to. I don't know exactly how the Australian Open will turn out. Obviously, there might have to be a little bit of a delay, but I know Craig and all the guys are working super hard on putting on the event, so it'll be interesting.